thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, radiant viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hotuth, on Channel 21, through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchung Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, IBM technology allows doctors in Denmark a better view of patients' history. In environmental news, faculty and students from Zayed University in Abu Dhabi take part in a 3-day cleanup campaign. In community news, a 9-year-old Australian boy saves his family from a house fire. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 25th, is the birthday of Her Royal Highness Princess Munay Al Hussein of Jordan, born Antoinette Avril Gardner in Suffolk, United Kingdom. Her Royal Highness is the mother of the current King of Jordan, His Majesty King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein. devoted to quality healthcare for all, especially for mothers and children. Her Royal Highness is the United Nations World Health Organization patron of nursing and midwifery in the Eastern Mediterranean region. She is also the president of the Jordan Nursing Council. In 2008, London, UK's Royal College of Nursing named Her Royal Highness as the school's honorary vice president, paying tribute to her dedicated advocacy for nurses worldwide. May heaven bless you, Your Royal Highness Princess Munay Al Hussein, for your deep commitment to nourish the well-being of others. Our best wishes to Your Royal Highness for a most wonderful birthday with cherished ones.
Flying news. Mysterious Nigerian windstorm leaves thousands homeless. Around 15,000 people became displaced by a windstorm that cost three people's lives and damaged thousands of homes, including 40% of the houses in one community. Declaring it the worst Nigerian disaster thus far in 2009, National Emergency Management Agency, or NEMA, Director Mohammed Adu Badai commended the efforts of volunteer groups and community leaders, whose actions resulted in minimal loss of life. On April the 24th, Supreme Master Chinkai pledged $15,000 if our association's relief team could go to help those most in need, sending also her love and prayers. This amount could purchase the equivalent of $314,000 in relief supplies in the United States, based on Nigeria's cost of living. We join in thanking the Nigerian government, volunteer groups, and other personnel for their quick actions to assist the storm victims. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Chinkai's deep concern and timely aid. Our prayers for the protection of the affected Nigerian people and the soon return of their stable daily lives. May disturbing events such as these be eased as we convey greater care for the environment.
South Carolina wildfires destroy homes, cause evacuations. Around 2,500 residents and tourists in Horry County of South Carolina, USA, had to leave the area owing to danger from wildfires. Thankfully, no lives have been lost to the fires, although 40 homes were destroyed and another 100 were damaged. South Carolina has been passing through a severe period of drought that has been called the worst in 800 years and linked to climate change. This year, spring rains in March and April had alleviated the situation for some counties, but not the entire state. Upon hearing of the disaster, Supreme Master Chinkai immediately offered $15,000 for needed items, conveying her utmost sympathy as she asked our association's relief team to please go and see to the most afflicted. We thank Supreme Master Chinkai for her assistance extended to the South Carolina people in their time of need. Our heartfelt prayers for the smooth recovery of those whose lives were disrupted by the wildfires. May our harmonious actions, meanwhile, help return balance to the planet and to people's lives everywhere.
Supreme Master Chinkai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Iraq assists Somalia with $5 million donation. The Iraqi government has donated $5 million to the federal government of Somalia in support of the nation's efforts to restore peace and stability. The funds will be channeled through the Arab League as part of a $3 million monthly amount pledged by Arab countries to assist the Somali government. A hearty thanks, Iraq and other Arab nations, and Allah's blessings for your kind assistance to brethren in Somalia. May peace, love, and tranquility soon prevail among all the gentle-hearted Somali people.
Missing persons regain their freedom. Four people were released on Wednesday in Mali, near the border of Niger. Among them were two Canadian diplomats, United Nations Special Envoy to Niger, Robert Fowler, and his assistant, Louis Kwan, who had been detained since December. The other two were German and Swiss tourists who had been missing since January. Malian and Burkina Faso officials were credited for their engagement in peaceful mediation for the safe release of the detainees. Our grateful appreciation, Mali and Burkina Faso governments, for working to ensure the freedom and well-being of Mr. Fowler, Mr. Kwan, and the German and Swiss tourists. Our hearts rejoice over their restored liberty, and we wish them a happy reunion with loved ones.
Labrador puppy in UK recognized for heroic deeds. At just 8 months of age, black Labrador pup Toby exhibited great intelligence and courage one night when he successfully kept an intruder from entering the family home while caregivers Jonathan and Samantha Morton were asleep upstairs. Despite potentially fatal injuries that were inflicted from the encounter, Toby's fearless spirit overcame the situation and he chased the man outdoors before collapsing from his wounds. Thankfully, the resilient canine made a full recovery and has since been recognized by the veterinary charity PDSA with a certificate for animal bravery. Saying that he dared not think what would have happened without Toby's intervention that night, human companion Mr. Jonathan Morton declared, "Toby is our hero." We join in salute, heroic Toby, for your unwavering loyalty and love. You certainly are an angel in disguise and a true blessing for your human companions. Wishing you many years in happiness and shared appreciation with your caring family.
Forty-third U.S. President presents Supreme Master Qinghai with award. As a humanitarian who has dedicated her life to contributing to the world, Supreme Master Qinghai has helped accomplish transformations in many parts of the globe.
Her work has received worldwide acclaim along with prestigious awards. Included are the Goosey Peace Prize in 2006, First Place Silver for the 27th Annual Telly Awards in 2006, World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, World Citizen Humanitarian Award in 1994, while February 22nd and October 25th have been proclaimed the Supreme Master Qinghai Day by U.S. government officials.
More recently, the 43rd U.S. President George W. Bush awarded Supreme Master Qinghai with a Presidential Active Lifestyle Award, which encourages healthier lifestyles, greater determination, and more self-confidence in individuals and communities. Touched by His Excellency's recognition, despite his busy schedule, Supreme Master Qinghai wrote a letter to convey her appreciation for the honor of the award as well as the privilege being welcomed in his country.
We thank His Excellency the 43rd U.S. President George W. Bush for his honorable recognition and efforts to encourage goodwill. Our heartfelt gratitude for Supreme Master Qinghai's everlasting dedication to bettering the lives of all beings. With such a compassionate and selfless example as herself in our world, humanity is sure to flourish in harmonious peace.
Save our planet. Climate change causing crop failure in Peru. The nation's environment ministry has reported that about 80,000 hectares of potatoes and 60,000 hectares of corn crops have been ruined due to climate change-related drought and degraded soil. It is estimated that the crops could have fed 11 million people in Peru. According to Peru's National Resources Institute, water supplies are being affected by rapid melting of the nation's glaciers because of the warming climate.
Just last year, the Quilca Mountain snowcap completely disappeared, and in 2007, the Brogy Glacier, considered to be the largest tropical glacier chain, had also vanished completely.
Environment Ministry and National Resources Institute of Peru, we sincerely appreciate these reports that clearly depict the plight of both humans and the environment, though the knowledge saddens our hearts. Our prayers for the protection of the Peruvian people as we strive to return balance to the planet through our respect for the preciousness of all life.
At the video conference of the October 2008 Stop Global Warming, Act Now seminar in Thailand, Supreme Master Qinghai once again reminded us of the noble veg lifestyle as the essential way to curb global warming and restore our world.
The law of cause and effect is always very correct. So the only thing we can save ourselves is to be compassionate, to change into a more noble, benevolent lifestyle. no meat, no animal products, then you can see immediately the weather will change. Everything will return to a more peaceful abundance because heaven is merciful. And we have to start to be merciful like heaven. Then we can experience heaven. There's no other way we can prevent such a disaster like this. That's the only thing I can tell you. The way we are doing right now are destructive by all means, physically, mentally, scientifically, morally, which is all wrong. We cause suffering to others. We cannot expect happiness in return. What we have been doing is bringing us disaster and trouble and maybe mass destruction in the very near future. So if we want to have a good result, we have to start doing good. Be veg, go green, and do good deeds.
Save Our Planet, Q8's Act for Earth Gala recognizes environmental excellence. The theme of this year's 5th Q8 American Foundation Gala benefit, held in Washington, D.C., was Act for Earth. The event raised $1.8 million to be donated to U.S.-based Conservation International for its work in protecting tropical forests, marine life, and other essential biological diversity. The gala also honored both U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and renowned Hollywood actor and environmental advocate Leonardo DiCaprio for their efforts on behalf of the environment. Kuwait's ambassador to Washington, Sheikh Salim Abdullah Al-Jabbar Al-Sabah, presenting Secretary of State Clinton with the 2009 Humanitarian Award for the Commitment to Conservation, while Mr. DiCaprio was given the Environmental Award for his worldwide endeavors in defense of the Earth. A heartfelt applause, Conservation International, Secretary of State Clinton, and Mr. Leo DiCaprio for your well-deserved recognition. We are also thankful for the noble generosity and efforts of the Q8 American Foundation and Conservation International. May the shining lights of all illuminate humanity's continued steps in caring for our precious planet.
Save Our Planet. Afghanistan announces first national park. Bandi Amir, as the conservation area in central Afghanistan is to be called, was proclaimed by Afghanistan's National Environment Protection Agency, or NEPA, on Wednesday. Located in Bamiyan province, this popular tourist attraction from the 1970s is home to six amazingly picturesque deep blue lakes. Wetlands in the area provide a habitat for migrating birds and the rare Afghan snow finch. The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, assisted with initial financial support to create the park, and the U.S.-based Wildlife Conservation Society, or WCS, helped with wildlife surveys, boundary delineations, and park management plans. Our congratulations, Afghanistan, for establishing the spectacular Bandi Amir National Park. And thank you, United States Agency for International Development and Wildlife Conservation Society, for your generous contributions. May this be the initial step in preserving many more beautiful regions of splendid Afghanistan.
Save Our Planet. A U.S.-based coalition called the Apollo Green Manufacturing Action Plan, or Green Map, comprised of individuals, businesses, area leaders, and environmentalists, seeks to revive the U.S. job market, restoring millions of jobs along with sustainable energy solutions.
Save Our Planet, a rare baby cahow representing an endangered species that is also Bermuda's national bird, is spotted in a secluded sanctuary for the first time in centuries, giving hope that the species will recover from the brink of extinction.
Save Our Planet, French non-profit organization Pro Natura International and Senegal partner to offer the African nation a green charcoal made of compressed agricultural byproducts, thus providing a far more affordable fuel alternative that also prevents deforestation.
Hi there, I'm Trumpet the Elephant, and I'm a complete vegetarian. Today I'm going to share a tip on mental fitness. You can play crossword puzzles or board games, read beneficial books, learn how to play a new musical instrument, go to the library, visit the museum, volunteer to help people in need, or meditate. Those are just a few possible activities. There are so many more that will help to keep your brain in tip-top shape. Have fun and stay smart. Thank you for tuning in. and thanks for being veg, going green and saving the planet. Now let's see the weather in some cities around our world.
In medical news, new software facilitates a more comprehensive view of patients' records. Tumos Hospital in Denmark is using a three-dimensional map of the human body to record and review patients' medical history. This innovation, created by IBM Zurich Research Laboratory in partnership with IBM Denmark, allows medical staff to click on a screen of the body part in need of attention. The relevant information regarding the patient's background and condition is then displayed. Dr. Hardy Christofferson, head of the hospital's surgical outpatient clinic, said, "The IBM tool gives me a fantastic graphic view of the patient's status. With this medical information hub, I have all the information I need at my fingertips." What a great invention, IBM Zurich Research Laboratory and IBM Denmark. It sure helps enhance healthcare services. May we see more excellent technological developments that bring about an improved well-being for all.
In environmental news, a university in Abu Dhabi takes part in a cleanup campaign. 70 members of Zayed University, including students, staff, and faculty, participated in a three-day cleanup called One Abu Dhabi, Let's Keep It Clean. The Green Project was sponsored jointly by the Abu Dhabi Sports Council and the Abu Dhabi Municipality. One of the eco-activists, Ms. Fahira Al-Mansouri, said, "It doesn't require a lot of effort or time. So we were inspired to launch this campaign, hoping that it encourages students to develop a sense of responsibility and commitment to the society and environment. Our sincere thanks, Abu Dhabi Sports Council, Abu Dhabi Municipality, Ms. Fahira Al-Mansouri, and many others who took part in this laudable endeavor. May all hands join to bring our beloved Earth back into a state of purity." Coming up on Noteworthy News, a 9-year-old Australian boy saves his family from fire hazard. We'll take a drink of fresh juice. Don't go too far. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more uplifting news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, loving news for a benevolent world. In community news, a 9-year-old Australian boy saves his family from a fire. While Matthew Spinato and his brother Nicholas, age 7, were doing homework at the kitchen table, they heard a noise upstairs. Matthew went to check it out and found that the second story of the house was on fire. Because he had learned fire safety at school, Matthew immediately knew what to do. He quickly told his mom about the fire, called emergency services, picked up his 2-year-old sister, and made sure his brother, the dog, and the whole family were out of the house. Miss Jenny Spinato said about Matthew, "He reacted to it straight away. He was in such control, and he really outdid himself. You are such a hero, brave Matthew. God bless you for your fast thinking during an urgent situation and for protecting your loved ones. May you and your beautiful family together delight in this precious gift of life for many, many years to come."
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Invisible.
A man wrote a letter to an advice columnist. Please help me. I am in love with a beautiful girl, but she doesn't even know that I exist. So, come the reply from the advice columnist. Well, just show her your ID.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Your programs have become my daily soul food. Thank you very much for the wonderful work and your loving dedication. Stacy from California, USA.
Soulful Stacy, many thanks for your very touching note. Please share the vital message with whomever you can that now is the time to be vegan to ensure a future for our planetary home and all the life she graciously supports. May heaven abundantly grace you and your God-loving American co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? It's been a pleasure to share these news stories with you. As always, we would love to hear about constructive events that are happening in your area of the world. So please send them to us, along with any comments, to info@SupremeMasterTV.com or to the address on your screen.
May celestial light continue to shine upon our world.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Meeting with invited Middle East leaders, U.S. President Barack Obama and His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan discussed creating a bilateral solution for peace in the Middle East.
A study by Kansas City University of Medicine and Biosciences in the USA reveals that babies of women who exercise regularly during pregnancy have better heart health and nervous system development.
India and Spain signed 3 memorandum of cooperation in fields of alternative energy, tourism, and agriculture.
Venezuela's USA-based oil company Citgo Petroleum Corp. donates an island that it owns in the Delaware River to the USA state of New Jersey for transformation into a wildlife sanctuary.
Upon learning of his twin brother's kidney failure, Greg Gackle from South Florida, USA, immediately offers to donate one of his own.
The Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, and Croatian President Stjepan Mesic sign agreements for economic cooperation and in the field of sports.
Loma Linda University researchers in the U.S. working with high-risk diabetes patients find that viewing 30 minutes of humorous media per day helps reduce their diabetes risk.
The Australian government announces $35 million in funding for research and development of a bionic eye that could restore fully or partially lost eyesight.
Jordan's Queen Rania launched the Global Action Week Big Read event, organized by the Global Campaign for Education in the U.S. to overcome global illiteracy.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov visited Pyongyang, North Korea, where he visited with officials to help improve multilateral relations with North Korea.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.